Thank you. My name is Sotirios Arkondoulis, and many, many people are afraid to pronounce the name, but once they do it, they say, oh, that's easy. Yeah. So thanks for coming. On behalf of my co-authors, Mark Licht, René Digel, I'm going to talk about the soybean planting decision tool. Basically, this tool is a website. It's an interactive website where the user, everyone who has who is working, who is involved with the soybean production, can go and select a location and maturity group, a planting date, and the tool will provide information to the user about the yield response to maturity, yield response to planting date, about the physiology, frost risk, a number of useful information. Now, what's the most important decisions that we have to make for soybeans? In this tool, we consider maturity group and planting date. And the reason why we consider just these two factors is because these two factors determine the yield potential. If we plan on the right time and we select the appropriate cultivar, we are going to set the yield potential high. The final yield is going to be determined with water and nitrogen interactions. But we have to set always high yield potential. It's our choices. Now, how farmers make decisions about planting date and maturity? They have to consider many, many, many factors. They have to consider the climate variability, the rotation scheme, when they want to harvest. And it's difficult. It's not something easy. It's not an easy decision. Now, to support the farmers to make all these decisions, what do we have? We have a lot of publications here and there in different journals, extension publications. We perform several conference meetings to inform the farmers about all these interactions between planting date and maturity. But still, the farmers have to make their own extrapolations to get the information from one particular field and to translate or to make it work in their own operation. So what we asked in this project is, what if all the information is included in a website where the farmers can go and click and select and get the information without searching in papers or going to the conference and try to educate and find the best combination for their own farm? So that was the basic question that we asked. And we developed the soybean decision support tool thanks to funds from Iowa Soybean Association. And as I say, it is an interactive tool, easy to use. It's free, and we plan to make annual updates. Actually, the tool was released 6 months ago. Now, let's go a little bit more into the tool and how we did it. Everything starts with data. To make any decisions, we need to have data. But the measured data, what we have, are not enough. We need big data to develop robust decision functions. So the approach that we took here was to get data from the field, maturity date and planting date. Then we use a mechanistic model to extrapolate the results in time and space. And then we use descriptive modeling, statistics, and web designing to develop an online system. Basically, this is the approach that we did. And then we have the inputs. We keep it very, very simple for the users. What's your location? What's your planting date? And what's your maturity? And we provide a lot of outputs. I will go and present all the outputs. Now, a little bit of example how we do all this extrapolation. So on the left, here, measured data. So you see, this is the yield. This is the date of planting, first, second, third, and fourth. Within a planting day, there are four maturities, 2.2 up to 3.3. So the first observation that I have to make here, when we perform experiments in a particular location, we are limited. We cannot test whatever we want. Ideally, here, I would like to have maturity group 0, maturity group 5, 6, 7. Sometimes we cannot run this experiment. It's difficult. But when we use this set to calibrate a model, then we can use the model to extrapolate the results and to go beyond the measurement points. You see here the variability? These are the measurement points. But we created more data. And this data, the big data, we can call it that way, we can use it to develop decision support functions. And basically, this is what we did here. In this example, we have 35 years, and within a year, we explore 24 planting dates. So we start April, and every 5 days we go all the way to end of July. Such kind of experiments can be performed only by models. In reality, it's extremely difficult to run an experiment every 5 days planting time. Now, let's go to the tool. First of all, this is the website. You can go, it's free, you can use it. The tool has two main pages, the introduction page, where we provide all the information, supporting information, how we did it, what's the data, and additional information which is useful sometimes to know, what's the yield gap, how the yield gap changed with planting date, how the yield gap changed with maturity, frost risk, what's the difference between planting date and emergence day, which is most important. So we include a lot of information here. You can go and see what we have. Now let's go to the tool page, the most important. This is how it looks like. There are three main components. The top one, where is the inputs, what we have to enter into the model. And as you see here, we have three boxes. The top one, we have to select the location. The second one, we have to select the maturity group, the planting date. And the last one, we have to select the maturity group. And the tool gives us information about the phenology. These are the results. And when I say phenology, the crop staging, the phases, the stages that we include is planting, emergence, flowering, start filling, grain filling, and maturity. And you see the progress here. And somewhere here at the end, we have the first frost, which is very, very important to make decisions. At the bottom, we have the yield response to maturity. So here we run all the maturities for this particular planting date, which is May 5th in this example. And the model, the tool, estimates the optimum one. So for Ames, Central Iowa, May 5th planting date, the best maturity is around maturity group 3. Next to it, we have the response, the yield response to planting date. So for the used maturity, which is 2.5, the best time to plant this one is around mid of May. Actually, this is what we do right now in Iowa. Now, as I say, the tool is interactive and gives a lot of options how to see the results and how to read the results. So we can change the box plots. Some people don't like box plots, and we have advanced statistics here. We have the violin plots, so you can see where the data are concentrated. Here we can present box plots, and background you can see the measured, not the measured data, the simulated data, and you can see the variability. All these relations are not straightforward. There is a lot of variability. We have to deal with that. And next to it is the yield response to planting date, and this is the median, the measured data, and you can see this is the 95% I think confidence interval, and how we present the data. And here we have the options for the users to take out the data or to add the data. It's very interactive. People like this. Now, I want to make a comment about the data. This data here is not to confirm how the model performs. It's not a validation data set. This data shows, this data are from 2014, and in a month from now we're going to add the 2015 data. So this data here shows that 2014 year gave yields a little bit below the median. When we will add the 2015 data, I bet the new data is going to be above. This is a relative scale. And this is how we should read this information. Now let's move forward. The coverage of the tool. This is the first year that we announced the tool, and we have 11 locations. 9 for Iowa, 1 for Minnesota, and 1 for Missouri. And here are the specifics. The databases, I will start with the measured one. We have 336 measured data from 7 locations, 4 planting dates, 3 maturity groups, 4 replication, 1 year. And the simulated data, so we use this one to extrapolate it to get this one. We have 11 locations, 24 planting dates, 12 varieties, maturity groups, 34 years, and in total we have 1,000 something data. In the decision tool, we allow the option to compare things. For example, This is the phenology again. And here we wanted to compare what if we plant the same maturity on May 5th, is the red one, June 5th, and July 5th. So here you see the first planting, the second planting, and the third planting. And then the colors follow the progress of the crop. What's important to notice here is this one. This is of interest. The frost risk. So people can go and compare and find what's the best combination for their location. How we did it, we have published the methodology. You can go, I provide the reference here and see. But basically we followed a traditional cropping system modeling approach. This is an approach that major cropping system model used to simulate soybean development and growth. A little bit of model performance. Here you can see the flowering prediction. Each box is a different location, measured, predicted. This is the flowering. This is the start grain filling. And here you can see the simulated grain accumulation and the measured data. What is important to notice here is when it starts the growth, that point, and that point. That's very important. It's very difficult to capture this in the field. And maturity prediction, again, XY plots. Now, a few more things, and I will leave plenty of time for discussion. Model simulations, how the model performs across the US. What do we know? We have this static map, and here you can see the best adaptation of maturity groups. Let's see some simulations from the model. In the x-axis, you see the maturity groups from 0, 0, 0, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6. And this is the relative yield. The first box here, the plot, is for Minnesota, where we are right now. According to the model, you see the relative yield here is higher, and this corresponds to maturity group 0, 0, and 0, somewhere in between. What we have, what we know, is this one. So there's a good agreement here. If we go to Iowa, best maturity between 2 and 3. And if we go further down, Missouri, you see we are between 4 and 5. This is how the model performs. This is a nice test to do and see how it agrees with what we know. I will skip some slides, and as I mentioned, we include a lot of information about the yield potential, what's the maximum yield, which can be explained by a simulation model, dates of planting, and frost risk. I want to stay here and say the impact so far. So we published this tool April 16, 2015. And since then we track how many users go and use the tool or visits. And here you can see some Google Analytics. It's for this period, April 16 to July 8. And the sessions and the number of users. I'm not the best to interpret this information. But here, the numbers from April 16 to June 8, about 2 months, was about 1,250. Last time that I checked before the conference was something close to 3,000 users. This shows that these tools are important. And I know, talking with farmers and with some other field extension agronomists, they told me that in some cases it was very, very wet spring, and they have to make a decision. Is it too late for me to go and plant soybean? And some farmers went there and worked with the tool and get some information back to make decisions. With that, I will stop. I would like to acknowledge Iowa Soybean Association for funding support. Susan Vanderplas. Susan is the web programmer and built all this nice interface, and a number of people who used and tested the tool and gave us feedback. This is a view of one of the experiments with the planting date and variety interactions. Thank you, and if you have questions, happy to answer.
We've got time for one quick question.
Only. The difference between north and south in Iowa is not that big. There is interaction, and as we go to the extreme, very early or very late, or early maturity or late maturity, we have strong interactions. Actually, what we did to deal with all that, we just plot the data, and we allow the farmers or the users to go and select and see how all these interactions. We didn't apply any further statistics. That was not the purpose.
Okay.
There is a no fixed solution. This depends. Depends. There are several combinations can give you the best solution. So, and each year is an individual year. I will tell you this. Growers buy the seeds sometimes in January, December, and then they have to deal with the planting date. Or sometimes they buy different maturity groups and they see how it fits with the rotation scheme in order to plan the harvesting. Let's start with soybeans and then we go to corn. So there is no unique answer for a field. There are different combinations, and depending on the schedule of the farmer, he can decide.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.